can't cheat the process. You gotta do what the fuck you gotta do in order to get where you're trying to get.
Take all the necessary precautions to make sure that your business is yours.
I just want to be able to establish generational history.
It just come more naturally when it really is your lane.
You'll never be where you want to be if you're working for somebody else's dream.
Wake up every day with an intention and be happy on purpose.
I'm the one. I'm the goal. I got me this far. It was me.
Keep going. Just keep going. Because I am. I'm going to keep going.
Don't worry about what nobody else knows, because everything ain't always what it seems.
Don't let social media rush you.
Do what you want. Like, believe in yourself.
Don't wait for the perfect plan. Don't wait for the perfect option. Just create your own future the way you want to love it, because you get one life to live.
Period.
That's on that. That's on that. So
welcome back to Just Another Motivational Podcast. I am your co-host, Amber.
And I'm Bria.
And today we have my good sis, Juwana, a.k.a. Hella Bad. We'll get into who she is and what she does in just a second.
But first up, we have our Minute of Motivation. Earlier, I was looking on our Apple, like, reviews and comments and stuff, and we have someone that listens in Cleveland. I don't even know anyone
Shout
in Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah, she said, like, we're one of her favorite podcasts.
Oh, love
from
that.
Cleveland.
Love you back.
So, yeah, that was super motivating for me.
Nice. My minute of motivation is, your mom actually sent me an article about women chatting in the workplace, and one of the questions was, what would you tell your younger self starting out in your career? And her answer was, you got this. Don't be too hard on yourself. And I really like that answer, because people, period, not just entrepreneurs, we're like our biggest critic, which is a little bit important because that keeps us disciplined. But we gotta, like, take a second to be proud of ourselves, or, like, you know, pat ourselves on the back for the times that we did reach a goal. Or even if you, like, fell short of a goal, like, you still did it. You know, now you know what to do differently. I needed that at the moment that she sent it to me. So that was perfect. Shout out to the original Big D. Okay, so for our great debate.
Wait, you didn't ask Hella. We didn't ask Hella. What motivated her?
What motivates me? My weekly notes that I put in my phone, just going off of what you said about having goals and not patting yourself on the back. I feel like that all the time, like, oh, I'm not where I'm supposed to be. And I started doing this thing where I make weekly goals for myself, even if they're small goals, to pat myself on the back. Like, I accomplished all this week.
Right, yeah.
And I'm proud of myself, because it's a struggle some days getting up, being an entrepreneur,
right,
or being a worker, whatever, just a struggle getting up every day. So when I see that I'm knocking my weekly goals out, even if it's something as simple as make sure you get up and walk or run the block, make sure you pay all your bills on time. Like,
that's a big
that,
one.
Yeah, like, just, you know, trying to be more organized. So I give myself a pat on the back for that.
You go, girl. All right. Now our great debate. What makes somebody a pick me? I'm going to let y'all answer first, because I got to decide whether I'm going to play devil's advocate or not.
You always going to play devil's advocate. I can't really say, but I know on Twitter it'd be like people that post stuff like, oh, well, if your man do this for you, you need to pay for him to get his hair cut done. Your man deserve to be treated better and this, that, and the third. That's a pick me. But I can't really give, like, a broad description of what's, like, exactly what a pick me is. I can just give examples.
Hella?
I don't even know what a pick me is.
Like, them type of girls that's like,
oh, like wannabe girls?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like a pick me girl is like a super pressed ass, you gotta make yourself known, and you just do the most for people to see you. And it's like, if you that girl, it's gonna be obvious. You could just be real calm and chill. And if you're that girl, the presence is just known.
Period.
So people that do the most so loud, if that's not them, just always have to be the making their self the center of attention, making everything about them and going off.
Okay. All right. So I do agree with your answer. I mean, yeah, general, like you said, Bria, it's hard to pinpoint exactly, but I feel like when you're constantly saying you would do stuff,
yeah,
or saying you don't care about certain things that you know you care about, just
yes,
so that you can get attention from men, it's just like, girl.
Or acting like you this type of way, and it's like, girl, no,
you're not. Like that. Yeah.
I cook for my man every night. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're lying.
You don't do that.
Who the girls that start out and they be like, yeah, because... And then by the time you talk to them, you be like, wait, where are you from again? Where's that voice? Yes. Wait. Girl, what?
I don't understand the voice.
If this switch all the way up, like, wait. Did you think that was going to get the next...
Ciao.
That's funny. So we're all on the same page on that debate.
You couldn't be a devil's advocate.
I couldn't because... It's a very clear line.
Okay, well, we're going to get into our next segment, Just Another Motivational Conversation. Hella, can you tell our people who you are and what you do?
Okay, well, I'm Joanna. A lot of people know me as Hella Bad from my social media name. I'm a post-op specialist. I just opened my first biggest business, La Beauty Lab. I've been in business for a year. March 21st made a year, so cheers.
Congrats.
Thank you. And I'm a post-op specialist. For those of you who don't know what that is, I take care of women after surgery, after they get lipo, BBL, tummy tuck. They come see me, and I pretty much get them to the end of their journey.
So what made you take the leap to open the beauty lab?
I was just looking to do something different, just trying to think outside the box, create my own lane, find something that wasn't too oversaturated and something that I felt like that fit me. And I'm super into bodies. I like working with people. I'm friendly. I'm a people's person. So everything kind of just fell into place. I'm an author, too. I just dropped my first book.
Yes, but we're going to get into that.
You celebrated your one-year anniversary. How do you feel about that?
At first, I had mixed feelings. This is my first storefront. I've done a lot of things online, but this is my first place, like my first biggest baby. My one-year anniversary, it was a lot of mixed emotions. I think I kind of had to talk to myself because sometimes you be expecting so much more and things to go so much faster than they are, but you don't realize within that first year, you learn so much about yourself, about the business, how to run things, and that where you started at is not actually where you're going to finish at, or things don't even go according to plan. So I guess I'm super excited and nervous at the same time to see what more times bring, but this 1 year has been like a roller coaster, and I guess I'm just super proud of myself, too, for making it through 1 year. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what would the you from today, what advice would you give yourself a year ago?
Stay strong. Keep pushing. Don't give up. Get up every day and just keep going hard. Keep putting on all those multiple hats because eventually it'll pay off. Things get easier. You build a team. But just never give up on yourself. And don't be too hard on yourself.
Side note, I've been to your beauty studio before. It's so nice there.
Thank
you. It's in a good neighborhood.
It is.
It's a really, really nice neighborhood.
I love my neighbors. I'm right across from the famous bakery. I can't even think of the name of it. I'll get back to that.
Why do they bring us no cupcakes?
I know. Their cupcakes are so good. Their cannolis. The Terminal. It's called Terminal or something like that. But it's like a famous bakery that's been here for like a gazillion years. It's one in Renton Terminal. So like a lot of traffic come through there. It's a really good neighborhood. It's mostly like a lot of Italians and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I like that the neighborhood is super organized and friendly. Like they all look out for each other.
That's good.
Like my neighbor, my next door neighbor, he don't play like about my shop. Like he watch everything. So I love my neighbors.
What's the steps to become a post-op specialist?
Well, you have to have some type of medical background. Like for me, I went to school for nursing. I actually have a license at LPN. A lot of people don't know because I never used it.
Right.
Because I didn't see myself having a job. But you want to have some type of medical type of background or some type of background in massage therapy of that sort. And then take a class from me, of course.
Well, speaking of your classes, can you tell us a little bit about your ebook?
Oh, okay. Well, I put together this ebook. It's called Life in Plastic, and it's pretty much a guide. And I felt like a super big thing needed in the body industry, the plastic world, because there's so many pointers all over the place, like that you got to Google, but there's not one book that you can literally ebook or, you know, hand grab book that you can purchase and read from start to finish, how to take care of your body, the things that you need to do, how to prepare for surgery, how to even find a surgeon, a board certified surgeon. How to find all the proper things and not just go off of, oh, my friend got surgery and she looked good, so I'm going to go to her doctor. Mm-hmm. You know, just really doing your research. And this, in a nutshell, kind of cut out a lot of all the extra things that you don't know. And pretty much I put together so much and much needed information that women don't know. And a lot of women jump into getting their bodies done and not taking care of it after. Yep. And this is a super expensive process. Yep. This is not $1,000 or $100. You know, this ranges from anywhere from $4,000 all the way up to $20,000 or greater. And you need to know how to take care of your body afterwards. Make sure that you're treating it right. This is an investment at this point. Like, you know, you're spending top dollar for your body. So you want to make sure that you're taking care of it right, that you're preparing right, and that you're also giving your money to the right surgeon, the right place. I see so many girls get botched or don't know who to go to after, how long they should wear their faja, just like a bunch of different things that you don't know that you're pretty much guessing. And a lot of times, being real, you can't get in contact with these doctors after surgery. It's super hard. You trying to get in contact to ask him, should you go get a massage? He don't have time for that. He on to the next 50 other girls that he have to work on. So there's no one there. So this book was like, I feel like was a necessity. Like it was needed.
That's super smart.
Thank
you. How long did it take you to research everything?
Oh, wow. A year worth of research. Because like I said, you jump into something thinking you know everything, walking in the door like, I got this. Then you're like, oh, I ain't never experienced this. Wow. 6 months later, damn, I damn sure ain't never run into this before. All the things I thought I knew, I didn't know. I didn't get over that. So it literally took me like almost a year of research and just going through my experiences with different clients and seeing how different things work for different people. So literally, I would say about a year.
You said you went to school for nursing. Did you want to be a nurse when you were younger?
No. I never wanted to be a nurse. Okay, so I started going to school for nursing because I was pretty much a stay-at-home mom when I had Nyla. You know my daughter, Nyla. She's big now. She's 11. When she was around one or two, my daughter dad kept telling me, like, you need to do something with yourself. Find something to do. You just can't sit at home all day. Like, if you don't want to work, you need to go to school. Like, you just can't sit here. So I was like, okay, I'll go to school for nursing. I never planned on using it, even all the way until now. It's like, okay, I'm not going to actually be a nurse, but since you want to pay for me to go through school, you want me to do something with myself, why not nursing?
Like, well, I ended up working out for you.
Yeah, look, life is crazy like that. Full circle.
Amber, favorite line.
No, it really be a full circle.
What's one thing you would do if you knew that you could not fail?
Oh, wow. That's a good question.
Ain't it?
Amber, what would you do?
Right. I don't even know.
I actually was thinking about this. I don't know.
Like, if I knew I wasn't going to fail. Okay, I got it. I would take over Amazon, Jeff Bezos' job, because he's like the richest motherfucker around. So
I'm
coming for his side. Period. And I ain't going to fail when I know I got the whole team behind me and we ain't failing. Jeff, am I saying his name right? Yep. Jeff Bezos, move the fuck over.
Answer that I was going to say, it just seems so small.
No.
I feel like I would just stop, and we say this all the time, so I don't want to tussle. I would stop playing it so safe with Pray for Fashion. Like, I just feel like there's so much more I want to do. But the business part of my brain is always like, well, the numbers show that the t-shirts and the sweatsuits sell, so stick to that. But then the creative part of my brain always wants to do more, but I never do it because I don't want to not
fail.
But if you, I don't want to fail. So I just do what I know will work.
But you can't do that.
I know. And I'm being a hypocrite. I know. And I'm always preaching this. I just said fear is like a made up emotion. Like, we literally make it up and make ourselves think that it's not going to work. And so
it is.
I got to start taking my own advice. I know.
I don't think I'm scared of failure.
All right. Well, then call up Jeff and tell him you want to
move over. I am. If he's willing to take this call. No, seriously, I don't really think I'm scared of failure because I started so many businesses and so many of them failed. But it was just like, when I know it was failing, it was like, damn, I'm just going to hold on a little longer. I don't want to look like a failure. Then it was like, oh, fuck this. Throw something better.
I remember that pop-up shop together.
Yes. Girl, I'll be going to the next. That's failing. Let me keep on trucking. I'll try something else.
Bree, what would you do?
I really don't know. I really don't know. I've been thinking about it since I read the question earlier.
Nothing
don't know.
You can come up with? Nothing?
No, I don't. Y'all can't. I'll come back to it. I'll have an answer before.
What about your dream job? You could go for that.
I don't have a dream job.
Damn.
Yeah, she's one of those people that just made to
me.
Be rich.
Yeah, I just want to be rich. Like, I don't want to do all this extra stuff.
Yeah, I can't. I can't call it. What's one bad habit that you want to break?
Paying things on time.
Oh,
I'm
don't.
A procrastinator.
Yeah, I am too. I'm a bad procrastinator.
I am a procrastinator.
Amber,
we were just talking about this.
Yeah.
I literally look like, okay, today is the 24th. I know my phone bill is due. It ain't cut off. I'll pay it tomorrow.
I have too much anxiety to live like that. I literally have a reminder in my phone. I write it down like when everything is due. Like,
I wish I had the anxiety.
I'm paying the day before.
Not me. I'll be like, ugh. I get to it when I get to it.
Yep. All right, it's due at 12 o'clock. I'll put it in at
11:59. Exactly. And then they all got run on home crazy.
Like, how did y'all sleep the night before knowing y'all had to do it at 12 o'clock?
Very peacefully.
What's a bad have an outbreak. I mean, I feel like having anxiety is a bad habit.
I wish I could break it.
That's a I just want to turn my brain off. Like, girl, it's going to get done. Like, you keep thinking about it, it's just not going to help.
That's a good thing, though. It's a
bad habit that I would break. Like you said, we'll come back.
What's your bad habit? No, I agree with you.
Oh, I am. Okay. I procrastinate very bad.
What does your ideal day look like?
Work day. Work day or regular day? Or both?
Work day. I intended it for work day.
The perfect work day for me is if I'm on time, I've had my cup of coffee, my clients are on time.
That's a big problem.
And they're not coming too early. And I get to leave not too early. So everything just flowing. I wrap it up with my clients real quick. I sell a few fives, get a couple online purchases, hear a few dings, a few cash apps. And I'm happy. And some good lunch.
Love a good lunch.
So I wanted to talk about, I know everybody's been on Instagram, Twitter. I want to talk about the girl that killed the two troopers and the pedestrian. It's literally been driving me crazy. Like, I saw it when it first happened. I watch the news when I get ready for work. I get ready for work at like 6 a.m. So before probably anybody saw it, I saw it in the news. And I'm like, what the heck? What happened? So it was just, I just kept thinking about it. So I'm on Instagram all day, thinking, looking at it, looking, no gun zone, the news websites. It's just like, I don't understand why they would let her go. If they knew she was drunk, she got pulled over for driving drunk. Two troopers pulled her over. They got a call, like literally right when they pulled her over, about a guy walking on 95. So they left her and went to go help the guy, the pedestrian that was walking on 95. Probably 5 minutes later, the girl, the same girl they pulled over, hit them.
And the pedestrian?
And the pedestrian. Killed all three of them. Killed all three of them. Literally like 5 minutes later. So she's only 21 years old.
I seen that part.
And did she get sentenced already?
No. She got charged with like a bunch of charges.
Yeah, it was like
driving under influence, manslaughter, a bunch of different ones.
It was a lot. I seen some of it. It was a lot.
But the thing about it is, if y'all had suspicion of her driving drunk, why would y'all let her go? You don't let someone drive drunk if you pull them over for that. I can see speeding. Okay, I don't feel like giving you a ticket. I'm going to let you go. We got something else to handle. But driving drunk is important. That's like, that's dangerous. That's scary.
Now
y'all lost y'all life. I'm not blaming them, but y'all lost y'all life because of like just not doing your job correctly. Like, it's a bad joint. It's a bad joint. And she was tweeting about like how much she was drinking. She always drove drunk. It wasn't like the first thing she did. She always did it. She always tweeted about it. In January, she tweeted like, I'm the best drunk driver ever. And then the same night, literally right after they pulled her over, she tweeted like, cops just pulled me, said I was doing 110 and a 50. Mm-hmm. Literally, probably like 3 minutes before she hit him.
Tweeting it while she was driving. And that's why you.
Wow.
She's so young. Like, at the end of the day, it was an accident. Like, people do drink and drive. We know we're not supposed to do that, but everybody make mistakes. Everybody do it. But it's like,
and she's so young. She's 21.
I feel bad. They gonna make an example out of this girl. Like,
I feel like she need a real beast lawyer to get all these charges dropped down to manslaughter.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, technically, I feel like it's the police district fault. Y'all let her go.
They're gonna give her DUI for sure. That's fine. And like you said, manslaughter. But all them other charges.
Give her manslaughter or something. But all that extra, she do not need no life in prison. And she's 21. She has her whole life ahead of her. Her tweets gonna hurt her really bad. People don't realize social media kills you.
Literally, they went through all her tweets. She has about 15 tweets about drinking. She can say that she has a problem. It could be a problem, but a lot of tweets is about her drinking. I'm so drunk. I was drunk. I was so drunk last night. Drunk. It's so many. And the news even posted the tweets. That's how bad it was.
They're trying to create a narrative.
They are trying to create
a narrative. Here's the narrative.
She needs help. She's a young alcoholic.
Yep.
These police pulled her over. They were not properly doing their job because y'all shouldn't have released her
to continue on her
journey. Y'all should have put her in the back and then went and helped the man.
And left her car there, still be alive. Or left one of the police. It was two of them. One could have stayed with her and the other one could have went and helped the pedestrian.
Why don't y'all handcuff people?
Okay, I like that. Because I was about to play devil's advocate here.
What?
A lot of people are guilty of driving drunk. If that was you driving drunk, would you have wanted the police to give you a slap on the wrist and let you go home?
Of course we would have wanted.
We but all they, want but so they don't do that. To no, but it's say
they
job.
Should have. They should have. They should have. But you want them to just let it slide for you. So true. What if they was like, all right, young girl, I don't want to give her a DUI, take her license forever, how long
but then
it
if
is.
That's the case, you still handle it the proper yeah. way because this I'll, is still your job.
There's been plenty of people I know that pulled seat. Over, I mean, got pulled over when they was drunk and they would call somebody, like call somebody to come get you.
Yeah.
They
don't
okay,
DUI,
I like call that. Somebody to come get you. I like that. I like that.
Get them to come drive your car.
I like that. All right, that's the perfect
that,
answer.
Them just letting her continue to drive, never. I've never heard of that. I've never.
And this is such a serious charge. Yeah. This ain't like, oh, she don't have a license. We just want to let you go.
Or
ahead.
Just speeding. Like, yeah. She was speeding and she was drunk. It's just a lot. Yeah. It's a lot.
A lot of mistakes were making it.
So many mistakes. I mean, everything
I don't
does
blame
happen
her.
For a reason.
It's their problem because you didn't properly do your job. Y'all go so hard on black people for everything
they do.
Else.
Yeah, that's
they
true.
They do.
That is true.
Y'all put your foot on our necks for everything else. Not that a foot should have been on her neck. But it's like y'all want to do your job to the furthest extent for everything else. A black person walking in the street with a hoodie on, mm-hmm. y'all will literally shoot this person in the back. And say, oh, I thought he had a gun because he had a soda.
Mm-hmm.
But someone that's literally visibly drunk, I feel like you should, even if you didn't want to arrest her or anything, you should have helped the situation. You don't just leave true. The situation.
Because yeah. now it's four lives lost, really, because she about to...
She lost her life, too.
Four families ruined.
Yes.
Honestly, it's just a really tough situation.
It's a bad...
And I hope that it's like an eye-opener for... You know, I don't think that we take drunk driving as serious as we
don't.
Should.
We
as
don't.
Millennials, a lot of us drink a lot. Like, we drink. And I think we don't, you know, we
take
don't
it
as serious.
Yeah,
as
I
we
said
should.
The same thing. I hope it's
and
an
I
eye-opener.
Really do hope that it opens a lot of people's eyes.
Especially a lot of, well, older people drink too, but a lot of young people. Like,
yeah.
damn, it's just Gen so Z. Messed up. Like, she's 21. It's her whole life. Mm-hmm. Like, damn, girl.
Oh, you met young people. I'm thinking we the young people she's talking about.
No, younger than
we
us.
We was the older.
Younger than us.
And I mean, we was the older people that she mentioned.
Oh, but no, they even walked her out of the police station wearing the two troopers that she killed handcuffs. Like, why are y'all doing all that?
Just extra stuff.
What was the point of that? She didn't do it on purpose. Oh, I'm going to just go kill these
yeah,
cops. Like
nail there. Yeah, you're making it seem like she's like a deliberate cop killer.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's
put her up. Put their handcuffs on her. She didn't do it on purpose.
What was the point?
This is the stuff I don't like. But yeah, it's definitely a tough situation.
She need a good lawyer. I say that.
She has a lawyer. I don't know if he's good, but he's been talking to the news and stuff.
The good thing about it, a lot of good lawyers sign on to cases like this for
big
free.
Profile, yeah.
Because it's high profile. They get publicity and they be wanting to beat the case. Like, they want a really good mm-hmm. outcome because it makes their career. So, I don't know her financial states, but hopefully a good lawyer stepped up to right. wanting to take the case.
Yeah.
Child, she need How to Get Away with Murder. What's yeah. her name ooh. On there?
That lady was good. She will flip this her whole
team. Yeah. Kitty.
No, for real.
Prayers out to those families.
Yes, yeah, that's definitely, sad. Definitely. Next up, we have our Truth or Drink segment. We've already been sipping. So first, what was the last time you lost your cool? What happened and how do you feel about it now? It's for you, Hella.
Wow. Okay.
If you don't want to answer, you can just drink.
I know, baby. I always answer. The last time I lost my cool was recently. I caught my boyfriend cheating, and I pulled up, and I fucked him up in front of everybody, in front of the girl. Like, I went ape shit. And this was super, super, super recent. Really, 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 really recent. I won't say
like
my day. Like, yeah. Like, really, really. Very, very, very recent. Like, and when I say I hit the lid.
As you should.
But I was so mad at myself because it's like, I'm above this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm way too good to be out here scrapping. Well, I didn't fight the girl or anything, but I'm way too good to be out here even scrapping a nigga for playing with me.
Yeah.
So it was
your emotions.
Very much like... I was like, oh, I know this nigga's playing with me. Let mm-hmm. me circle this block, pull up, catch him.
I have a few questions. Did you know he was there cheating? Did you go there because you knew?
Yeah, So I went there to catch him cheating. Like, I knew at some point or another, I was going to catch him where I caught him. And mm-hmm. I, like, fucked him up, ripped his clothes, punched him all in his face. Like, his lip was bleeding. Like, I was screaming at the top of my lungs. Like, literally, like, yeah. Like screaming like a mad, crazy woman.
And after the fact, you was like, why did I do that?
No. I was very much like, tch.
But I'm saying, like,
then once I calmed down and stuff, like, I just realized, like,
that was too much. I shouldn't have did that in front of everybody.
No, it wasn't even that. I just,
Mm-mm. He deserved to be embarrassed. Sure. You played with me. I was in my feelings. I was in a hurt, coming from a hurt place. Right. But I only feel like I shouldn't have did that just because I don't care about the people. I care about myself and mm-hmm. what right. I represent. Like, mm-hmm. you get what I'm saying? And I feel like just my whole life journey, I've come way too far. I won't say my age, but, you know, I'm over 28. Mm-hmm. And I've come way too far to be backtracking like that. That could have resulted into me fighting another woman, getting locked up, mm-hmm. into anything. And the last thing I want to do is be out here fighting over a man, exposing my vulnerableness, mm-hmm. just being super crazy. And it's like, that ain't even me no more. Like, so that was a crazy question.
That was.
You had a crazy answer.
Yes.
She is reading. Well, that's why she's a cheater.
Y'all gonna stop calling me a cheater now. I wanted to be good. That's why. All right, next one. I'm gonna just exit whatever it is.
You wanna do one more? Cause you read this long. All
right. Have you ever done butt stuff? If not, would you like to?
I have. And I'll continue. That's it. I'm still drinking.
So now you get to ask each of us a question.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, God.
Let me find something nasty.
Oh, please, no.
I'm not doing the Amber. I'm picking literally whatever is right here. Now, let's see. Let's hope this is a good one.
So you can pick out of one of the two.
Have you ever walked, this is for Amber, have you ever walked in on your parents doing the things that grown-ups do when they love each other very much?
You have? Walked in on, no, but I've heard them quite often.
Oh my goodness.
I gotta ask you. You heard them quite often.
Yeah.
Just to your
I don't have the visual scars, but yes, the audio is pretty etched in there.
It haunts you.
Yes, it does.
Okay, this is a good one. What type of person have you always wanted to date it but never had a chance?
Hmm.
Athlete, mm-hmm. ball player.
That's what I was about to say. I always wanted to date an NBA player, but when I was younger, I did, but in this age, I don't anymore. They're horrible. But, like, when I was in high school, I dated a lot of, like, basketball players and stuff like that. So I always was obsessed with those type of guys.
All right, well, what kind have you haven't dated?
But I never dated an NBA player.
Oh, okay. Wait. Oh, you don't got to answer the question. I started looking at you for your answer.
I'm off the hook here. So, Hella, could you leave our listeners with a gem of the day?
Ooh. So, one thing that I live by is, you know, it piggybacks off of never giving up. You know how when you go through things and you always feel like this is the worst thing in the fucking world. How am I going to get through this? Like when I'm in those situations and I'm at those points in my life, I always remind myself of all the other bullshit mm-hmm. that I've been through. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, girl, you got this. You don't remember the last bullshit mm-hmm. or the time before that or the time before that. And you thought you was literally going to fall out. You never do. You always make it to the next hurdle. So mm-hmm. I always remind myself. Whenever I made a roadblock, you're going to get over this because you have to get over this to get to the next one. Because
yeah.
there's a lot more bullshit for you to go through out there, but you can't get to that bullshit until you get through this. So it just falls in line with never giving up on yourself.
I actually love that.
I do too.
Oh,
I
thank
too.
You.
That was really good. That was a gem indeed.
Yes.
All right. Tell our listeners where they can keep up with you.
Okay. You can keep up with me on Instagram. I believe my name is Hella_bad with 2 D's. And you also can follow my business page, LaBeautyLab_Philly. Yeah, not that much. Just follow me on Instagram.
And go to LaBeautyLab.
Yes, and you can come to LaBeautyLab, ladies, if you're getting your bodies done. You can come to me for post-op care. Oh, we're also a full service.
Yeah,
so I have a great makeup artist, Classy. She's amazing. I have a great makeup artist. I also have my girl, Malia. She does waxing at my shop. I have someone doing teeth whitening. So we're full service. Anything you need, all beauty, all everything, we can get you right, get the body right. We got you. 1524 South 8th Street.
Well, there it is. And you can follow us at Just Another Motivational Podcast on all platforms, YouTube, Instagram. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Rate, review, leave a comment.
Yes, give us some reviews. My girls from other towns, keep on.
They outdoing y'all.
And my girls, I was about to say, and my girls from in town.
I love out of town, though.
Like,
y'all show so much love.
They always show way more love than, yo, your homegirls, literally.
Yes. I love when I get out of town support. It makes me feel like, yes, I'm doing something. Y'all see me.
But alrighty, until next time.
Bye.